Pleased to introduce Rashmi Sadana. Patty, by the way, is a Weatherhead fellow, as is Rashmi Sadana, associate professor in the Department of Sociology and Anthropology at George Mason University. She has a PhD from UC Berkeley and a BA from Berkeley. She's an IBIT. That's what they call them at Harvard, anyway. The title of her project is Gender, Urban Space, and Everyday Life in the Age of the Delhi Metro, 2002 to 2018.
Hi, it's great to be here and great to see all of you. My research focus is urban India, and I've been most interested in how Indians live and express their modernity, what it means to craft a modern self that encapsulates one's past, present, and hopes for the future. My project I'm working on here this year at SAR is about the social impact of Delhi's new metro rail system. As a mega city of 20 million, Delhi has its metro was built on top of and under an already highly developed, socially complex, and densely populated landscape. So my study is a street-level ethnography of this interface between the metro system and the city. The system started running in 2002 and is the first multi-line metro rail system in all of South Asia. It's really massive. It's already 8 lines, over 250 stations, and it covers over 200 miles of the Delhi National Capital Region, making it the 8th longest metro system in the world. So the metro is firstly a mega infrastructure project. It's backed by Japanese loans, has many transnational partners who were involved in the designing and implementation of the system. Now most of the production has been indigenized, and now Indians are advising other countries all over the world on their metro systems. So most studies of metro and subway systems chronicle the construction, which is always, as we know, an amazing feat of engineering. But my focus is really on the larger social implications of the metro. And my aim is to understand what it means for the society, its people, and the plan for the urban future. So what first got me into the project was a simple metro ride that I took in 2004, so quite some time ago. And getting on this kind of transport in this ancient and modern city was nothing short of epic, largely because of the contrast with what was outside the metro, the urban street, but also because of the sense of time-space compression. You could feel the city contracting as you rode the metro in those early years. Delhi is a city filled with ancient monuments, Mughal-era architecture, and colonial and post-colonial urban planning. The metro ties these logics together by overlaying a material, concrete infrastructure, but also enabling a new imaginary of the city. So basically, I was inspired by this first metro ride, and soon four research areas began to develop in my mind. So the first was everyday mobility, people's mobility. A one-hour journey from point A to B now took 20 minutes. There were new forms of sociality on the trains, new ways of interacting between men and women, and also between different social classes in this high-tech, highly surveyed, air-conditioned, hyper-modern space that was cut off from the outside and yet was mapping it anew. Another one of my research areas became understanding the urban landscape and how it was changing. The Delhi Metro is, about 75% of it is actually above ground. So it makes a big physical and visual impact on numerous neighborhoods all across the city. The system not only provides transport, but is also a vast new set of public places, places to hang out and be and forge new social, economic, and other ties. It is also a concrete object giving new borders to the city and its peripheral regions. And in the process, it breaks down notions of urban and rural, which has been very central to the study of India. Finally, the metro is a corporation, a new style of governance, and an example of the kind of technocratic thinking at work in India today. So these are my research areas, and I'm really motivated by a couple of questions. One is, what are the contradictions of this kind of capital-intensive project, which privileges higher-end property development and a globalized middle-class lifestyle in a city where the majority of people are low-income and mostly ride the bus? The second question was, to what extent is the metro a social leveler as people from different backgrounds and positions rub shoulders in this new high-tech environment? What are the on-the-ground social and material impacts of the metro system on people's lives, aspirations, and senses of self? So I've been studying the metro for the last 10 years, talking to people, observing all of the lines and stations, interviewing officials, planners, architects, and now the system is arguably not new anymore. I notice now that when I interview younger people, they don't have a memory of the city before the metro. And so that is an indication to me that it's time to finish my book manuscript. And so while at SAR, I will be drawing on my wealth of data to write an ethnographic account of social mobility and urbanization in 21st century India. Thank you.